الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء سلاح المؤمن وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, this world that we live in got many different names. From the names of this world is Darul Bala and Darul Imtihan. This dunya is called the abode of tests, the abode of difficulty, the abode of trials. Every single person to step foot in this earth and in this world from the very inception right till the day of Qiyamah had to go through some difficulty. Whether it was a prophet, whether it was a king, whether it was a rich person, whether it was a poor person, whether the person was healthy, whether he was sick, no matter what was his financial standing or his name in the society, no one's name, no one's fame made a difference in this regard. Every single person had to face some difficulty in this world. That's why this world is called Darul Bala and Darul Imtihan. We find many a times a person is going through some type of difficulty and some type of problem, which is the nature of this life, as we mentioned. But he reaches a point and he comes to a road where he says, here I'm done and here I'm over. I cannot continue. As though he is tired, as though he threw in the towels, as though he does not want to live anymore. He wants to get rid of the problems. He wants to run away from life. He does not manage anymore. Human being is weak. Naturally, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created within us emotions. Every person got emotions. That's why to cry is natural. People will cry, people will get hurt. However, a believer will never ever utter any statement against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No matter what is his condition, no matter what is his problem, no matter how difficult things can become, he does not ever give up. He does not lose hope. He understands and he knows that my Allah is in control. My Allah looks after everything. My Allah looks after me. He knows that everything is in the command of Allah and everything is with the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whatever is the command of Allah, whatever is the decision of Allah, he knows there is some wisdom, there is some good. If we take a look at our present day times, and look around the world, and look at the different conditions the Muslim Ummah is going through. People are being killed. People are being chased out of their homes. People are being massacred. People's homes are being destroyed over their heads. People do not have food to eat. People do not have anything to drink. People are dying out of hunger and starvation. So many a times, a person comes to this point, and he feels like I cannot continue anymore. It feels like I am giving up. I am losing hope. It feels like I will never ever see brightness after this dark. As though I will never ever see happiness again in my life. That's why unfortunately, even in our own communities, we hear the statements that people make, it's fine, I will just get rid of everything. I will put myself off to sleep when I a'udhu billah. This is not how a believer will talk. A person says, I will commit suicide. I will just end everything off. This poor person doesn't realize and understand. If he does that, what waits for him in the year after is more severe and more difficult. So problems in this world is something that's natural. It's something that is normal. Every single person has faced problems. However, as believers and people who follow the religion of Islam and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the kindness of Allah upon us, that there is guidelines to every single situation of your life. In this problem, you will do this. In that problem, you will do that. Every single thing is showed to us. In this Islam, in our Iman, lies our safety. Lies our safety from problems. What is in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Ala adullukum ala ma yunjikum min aduwikum. Should I not show you that action that will save you from your enemy? How many times? People are worried. They're frightened. They're concerned. They got enemies. And us as Muslims, we got enemies on a large scale, on a broad scale. The world and the nations are trying to gather against Islam, plot against Islam, connive against Islam. How will we drop these people? How will we misguide them? How will we cause them destruction? So Nabi alayhi salam is saying, should I not show you the thing which will assist you and save you from your enemies? وَعَلَى مَا يُدِرُّ لَكُمْ أَرْزَاقَكُمْ. And that thing that will open the doors of sustenance for you. It will increase your sustenance. People are looking for sustenance in this world. I need a certain amount of money. I need to get a certain amount of something. I need to buy this, I need to buy that. People spend the day and night running behind this world, forgetting who is in control. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in control. If you ask Him, He will sustain you. Whatever is your need, whatever is your want, whatever is your desire, raise your hands, cry to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Beg Him. So the hadith continues and says, تَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ فِي لَيْلِكُمْ وَنَهَارِكُمْ. You will call on to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in your night and your day. So this dua is very, very powerful in the life of a believer. No matter what problem, no matter what difficulty, and now we see people, unfortunately, they go to the wrong avenues looking for happiness in life. Looking for solutions. Looking for the matters to be solved. They're going and spending thousands of rands by psychiatrists, psychologists. I got this worry, I got this grief. Spending thousands of rands in the pharmaceutical companies that I need medication to sleep. I cannot sleep. My eyes cannot close in the night. I am worried. I am concerned. I got fears. People are behind me. People are chasing me. However, Nabi alayhi salam showed us in the hadith that the solution to all your problems is dua. The solution to all your problems is dua. The weapon of the believer is dua. That weapon that is stronger than every single weapon. Any nuclear weapon in this world cannot overpower the weapon of dua. The dua is the weapon that overpowered armies in the history of Islam. Nabi alayhi salam in the battle of Badr, Nabi alayhi salam comes, the Muslims are small in number, there are few of them, and on the other side is the army of the Kuffar, the tyrants of the Quraysh, got their pride, they got everything, they got the equipments, they got the numbers, and the Muslims are few in number. Few in number. They got nothing. They barely got shoes to cover their feet. They barely got any equipment to fight. They're coming and they know we got Allah with us. We got Allah with us. And if we got Allah with us, then we got everything. Nabi alayhi salam looks at the army of the kuffar, 100, 1,000 and something, and he looks at the army of the believers, finding them to be 300 and something, poor people who do not have much. The lengthy hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon seeing the sight, istaqbala al-qibla wa madda yadayhi. He faces the qibla, he raises his hands to Allah and he cries, who is this? The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He raises his hands and he cries to Allah, begging to Allah, oh Allah, you assist us, let your help be with us. Allahumma anjiz li, may you fulfill for me that which you have promised me. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Allahumma in tuhlik hadhi al-isaba, falan tu'bad ba'dahu abada. Oh Allah, this is the only group of believers. This is the only group of people who are in tawheed, who believe in you. If they are destroyed today and defeated, who will ever make your worship? Who will ever make your dhikr after this? He cries to Allah. Nabi alayhi salam is crying, raising his hands. Nabi alayhi salam's upper garment falls off his shoulders. لَمْ يَزَلْ يَسْتَغِيثُ رَبَّهُ وَيَدْعُوهُ حَتَّى سَقَطَ رِدَاؤُهُ. His upper garment falls. He's crying to Allah, beseeching to Allah, imploring to Allah, that, oh Allah, you assist us. Nabi alayhi salam teaching all of us a lesson that victory, power, assistance doesn't matter on your numbers. It doesn't matter on your strength. It doesn't matter about your power, not about your name, not about who famous you are and what powers you have. No. The power and the assistance is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You can have everything. We have seen recently in the Syria war. What happened? There are worlds and nations and armies from 3-4 different superpower countries fighting against one small group of believers who wanted to apply the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the lands of Sham. And what happened? Eventually, after 13 years, this army who came with their pride and their might and their honor, we have this and we have that. We got this country behind us and that country behind us. And what happened? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala disgraced them and made them run away from their own lands with full of disgrace and humiliation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, اللهم إن تهلك هذه الإصابة فلن تعبد بعده أبدا. Oh Allah, this is the only group of believers that I am. If they are destroyed today, if they are defeated, then there won't be anyone to make your ibadah after this. Nabi alayhi salam is crying and his upper garment falls. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he returns and he puts back the upper garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, kafaka munashidatuka rabbak. This crying to Allah is sufficient for you. It's enough. Allah heard you. Inna Allah sayak. Allah will fulfill for you that which He promised you. Allah will give you victory. You cried. You asked Allah. He's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is enough. This is sufficient. Allah has heard your call. Allah is going to answer you. And at that time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals the verse, إِسْتَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. When you're called out to your Rabb, when you're called out to your Rabb, when you'll ask Him, then He answered you all. And what He said, I will assist you and I will aid you with 1,000 of the angels. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the angels from the sky. The leader is Jibreel alayhi salam to come and crush the forces of batil. The power of dua. We hear these stories. We know of these stories. We know of these incidents. But why do we lose hope? Why do we not use this great commodity of ours? Why do we not use this great weapon of ours? This powerful weapon that can change your condition. Allah is not restricted to time, place. Allah is not restricted to any systems of the world. What happened with Musa alayhi salam? What happened with Musa alayhi salam when he was put into that fire? And that fire, the property of the fire was that it was supposed to burn him. Musa alayhi salam said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the greatest guardian. Allah is the one who will take care of me. The trust in Allah. He never give up. He never lose hope. He knew everything is in the commands of Allah. Allah made that fire cool. Allah Ta'ala took Musa alayhi salam out of that fire with not a single wound, with not a single scratch. Musa alayhi salam comes out safe and sound. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in His hands lies everything. Why do we not have conviction in this great power that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us, the power of dua? Wallahi, by the qasam of Allah, your problem is not too big for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Your sickness, it can be cured. The doctors will not cure your sickness. The medication will not cure your sickness. The medical aid will not help you. No one will help you. The only one who will assist you is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You got those debts that are troubling you and are hurting you and not allowing you to sleep late in the night. Raise your hands to Allah. Cry to Allah. Allah will change your condition. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, أَتَهْزَأُ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَتَزْدَرِيهِ وَمَا تَدْرِي بِمَا صَنَعَ الدُّعَاءُ. Do you look down upon dua and say that it does not have so much of power? Looking down upon dua. But you do not know what dua did. You do know what wonders it has did. You do know what it has changed in the world. Sicknesses, problems in the battlefield, in your personal life, whatever it is, dua changed everything. But you have to call unto Allah. You have to ask unto Allah. Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba. Call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Seek to Him. Ask from Him. Beg from Him. And what is your condition? You are convinced that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will answer you. Our dua, unfortunately, is what? After salah, we just take our hands, wipe it over our faces, and we are gone. I'm more worried about my business. I'm worried about my home. I'm worried about my friends, my family. And the dua gets left out. And then we ask ourselves, why is there so many problems in my life? Why can I not get rid of these griefs? You are looking for the solution to your problem in the wrong place. Turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For Him is the keys of the skies and the earth. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah will open the doors of sustenance for whoever He wishes. And He will close it for whoever He wishes. Ask Him, plead to Him. In this last war in Syria, we all heard of the Fath of Sham, that the Muslims have taken back the land of Sham, the land of the believers. So there is a certain time during the last 13 years when the believers and the Muslim army were trying to attack a certain base, a certain airport wherein the special forces of the army of Bashar Assad are there. And the special forces of Iran, they are there. They tried 8 months they surrounded this airport called Matar Abu Dhuhr. 8 months this airport is surrounded. They are trying every single thing. It is just not working. It is not working. They are failing every time they tried to go front. The army got everything. There are hundreds and thousands of bombs planted around this airport. And they are firing with them, firing rockets upon them from above. And they have surrounded it and secured it so well that it's almost impossible to go. However, 8 months have passed. The Mujahideen and the true servants of Allah, they have laid siege on this airport and they are trying their best. 8 months later, they have come to a plan that we will attack this airport and we will finish them. The day comes, they set out the plans, the Mujahideen attack from the right and from the left and from behind. It is few moments, and this army got their plan in their place. The army of Bashar Assad, they got the plan in their place that how they will defend themselves and how they will attack the believers. It's few moments, the Mujahideen have entered this fort and this base, and they are being killed in large numbers. They're being wounded, they're being killed. They phone the operation force, and they tell them, this is the story. They say, you will have to retreat. If you're going to go in, all of you are going to get shahada. So retreat, and we will see what is best for the army. So the Mujahideen retreat, and they come out, and The command comes from the top that you will not be able to conquer this base now. You will have to come out and leave it. So the commander of the operation, he sends a message to the top, Abu al-Khair, and he tells them that give me one more day. I will try something out. I will try my best. I just want one more day and we will try our last attack on this base and perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open the way for us. That night, Abu al-Khair comes to the mujahideen, to the heroes of Islam, and he tells them, tonight, no soldier will sleep. All of us will be engaged in ibadah, crying to Allah in qira'ah. We all will read Quran, we all will make ibadah, and we all will cry to Allah. It is not in our hands. It is not in our control. Many a times, in our situation, we try to take the matter in our control. We cannot do it. We can do nothing. We can solve no problem. We cannot remove any difficulty. We try to take the matters into our hands. But we are not capable of anything. We are weak. We have to pass our command. And we have to pass our matter back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the one who is in control of everything. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Allah has power over everything. That night the Mujahideen, they spend the night crying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Crying and begging Allah, that, oh Allah, Allahumma la tukhayyib raja'ana fiq. Oh Allah, you don't let us down. Oh Allah, you don't let us lose hope. You show us victory tomorrow. The mujahid says, it is 6 o'clock the next morning, and everyone's preparing to go and attack this army. At that time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down the dust. Dust of the desert, which is thick sand. They said, Wallahi, in front of us, if we put our hand out, we cannot even see our own hand. And they go, they make the takbir of Allah, and they go, all of them with this word, Allahu Akbar, and they go into the army base, and they attack. This created so much of fear in the army of Bashar Assad, and in the special force, that they all now started fighting amongst themselves. Imagine you cannot see what is happening. You cannot see. Allah Ta'ala has different types of soldiers. Allah Ta'ala has different types of servants. Different types of creation. Allah is saying in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu thkuru ni'matallahi alaykum idh ja'atkum junudun fa'arsalna alayhim rihan wa junudan lam taruha. Remember the favor of Allah. When the armies came to you, Allah sent to them the winds. And such armies that your eyes cannot see. You cannot see them. The assistance is with Allah. Allah can change your condition. Allah can remove your problem. Whatever it may be. They go in. And it's the time of Dhuhr. And now this dust is cleared up. And there's over 80 of the top ranking officers. They come and they surrender. And there's so many of them are killed. And the Mujahideen take over this base. And they get so much of Ghanima. But what is the lesson behind the story? The dua. Crying to Allah. You can have everything in place. Every plan put in place. You can secure yourself and do what you want to do. Many of us feel the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is weak. At the present day time, no one can see assistance coming as though it is over. We have to face the humiliation. No, Allah is in command. Allah will change it. Allah will change the conditions. Even for every single person on his personal life, in his own life, in his own problems, remember, whatever your problem is, raise your hands to Allah, cry to Allah. Don't ask people. People will humiliate you. People will disgrace you. If you ask people, they will get tired. They will get agitated. They will get irritated. People don't want to listen to you. Raise your hands and cry to Allah. Allah is there for you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَدِيبٌ Allah is saying, when my servants ask about me, I am there for them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ I answer the call of the caller when he calls me. I answer the call of the caller when he calls me. It is in our hands. It is up to us. Cry to Allah. Remember, we cannot solve our problems on our own. Your problem is not difficult for Allah. Raise your problem up to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Cry to Allah, beg to Allah, and ask Allah to remove your difficulty. Whatever it is. It's a debt, its worries, its concerns, its fears. Someone wants to get married. Raise your hands and cry to Allah. The poet says, دَعِي الْمَقَاجِيرَ تَجْرِي فِي عِنَّتِهَا. Let the matters and the predestination move in its ropes and its reins. وَلَا تَبِيتَنَّ إِلَّا خَالِيَ الْبَالِ. When you sleep, go to sleep free-minded, empty-minded. Know that Allah is going to take over my condition. Allah is going to take care of my condition. Allah is going to look after me. That Allah who caused the fire to become coal for Musa alayhi salam will remove my problem. That Allah who caused the fire to become coal for Musa alayhi salam will remove my grief and change it with happiness. Turn back to Allah. فَمَا بَيْنَ غَمْضَةِ عَيْنٍ وَانْتِبَاهَتِهَا يُغَيِّرُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَالٍ إِلَى حَالٍ. Allah can change your condition lesser than the time it takes you to blink. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.